The United Nations Secretary General stated that all five permanent members of the Council have agreed that Africa should be adequately represented in the body. Guterres addressed the third summit of the Group of 77, a coalition of developing countries, in Uganda's capital on Sunday, January 21. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. In recent public declarations, I've seen the permanent members express support for at least one African permanent member. The United States has indicated support, as has the Russian Federation. China has shown positivity in this regard, and the UK and France are also in favor. So, for the first time, I am hopeful that at least a partial reform of the UN Security Council could be possible to correct this blatant injustice and ensure Africa has at least one permanent member on the Security Council. It is not guaranteed, as it depends on the member states of the General Assembly. But for the first time, I think there are reasons to be hopeful. The African Union is seeking to secure two permanent seats on the Security Council. In 2005, it established the C10 group with the primary goal of garnering support for a single African position on reforming the Security Council. Regarding the reform of international institutions and frameworks, the UN chief emphasized, the United Nations Security Council is paralyzed by geopolitical divisions, and its composition does not reflect the reality of today's world. It must be reformed. He further noted, the global financial system, including the Bretton Woods institutions, has failed to provide a global safety net for developing countries in distress, as it was created after the Second World War in a totally different global economic situation. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.